Well, I've known Mark Reisman pretty much since high school. He grew up just down the street. He was Kingsdale, I was Stephendale, but and together we were the Corner Schaefer School boy, I'm guessing. No.
Franklin Elementary.
Oh. Okay, I went to Wilkins, but that's right. Schaefer was being built probably when it was time for you. Well, I've known for a long time, too, and I'm happy Will Kondrich is here. Will, as you might know, has been leading the Walking the Dog Porch concert series for what's now over 5 years.
Over 5 years. We just did 285 weeks in a row.
It's just amazing. Who knew it was going to be that long, but they're still going strong. We'll talk more about what these guys are up to. It's funny. We usually just go right into music, but it's just so good to see both of you. I wanted to chit-chat a little bit before. Here they are, Will Kondrich and Mark Reisman.
Thanks, Lear.
Thank you.
Well, Southside Sarah's been calling my name way too long. Yeah, I've been walking by the river all night wondering where she's gone. And everybody knows around here once you go from here, you don't come back. I've been home 90 days out, my heart's grown cold. Ooh. She said she wait for me. Ooh. Never thought that she would leave. Came out, said, boy, she ain't around. Whoa. Don't you know you're too late? Whoa. Don't you know you're to blame? You're to blame. Southside Sarah's been calling my name way too long. Yeah, I've been walking by the river all night wondering where she's gone. And everybody knows around here once you go from here, you don't come back. Don't come back. Searched every diner, bar, restaurant. Guess she finally realized she didn't need me no more. Ooh. Guess I'll pack my things again. Ooh. I head out on the road again, once again. Southside Sarah's been calling my name way too long. And I've been walking by the river all night wondering where she's gone. And everybody knows around here. Once you go from here, you don't come back. Don't come back. Southside Sarah's been calling my name way too long. Yeah, I've been walking by the river all night wondering where she's gone. And everybody knows around here, once you go from here, you don't come back. 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 Don't come back.
Will Condrich and Mark Reisman together. Well, I've always loved that song, and I know you open, I think you open with it pretty
most of the time,
often.
Yeah.
And there's so much I don't want to ask you about it. Well, I'll just ask you if there's a Southside Sarah, a real Southside Sarah.
Yeah, so there is, and the funny thing is that song is not actually about a girl. it's about a lot of the bars and clubs we used to play at a lot, and most of them are closed now. We did Excuses quite a bit. The Rex, Club Cafe closed temporarily. Now they're back. But it was one of those things. I kind of cut my teeth in those bars as in high school with my high school band, and then obviously it continued on. And so it's kind of a love letter to places that aren't really there anymore.
You know, it's amazing how East Carson Street has turned over multiple times in all of our lifetimes. Mm-hmm. But I can remember the days of it sort of being the steel workers bars pretty much every block. And I seem to remember there were more bars per the density of bars on the South Side was larger than anywhere else in the country, and then they kind of became a little gentrified. You know, suddenly you could drink a yard of beer at Mario's rather than getting. I think Jack's is still there.
Jack's is still there, yeah.
And Chupka's is still there, but it's interesting how. It was old, it became new, it became old again, and, having it go back and forth. Well, that's good to know. It's an homage to a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys have been playing together for a long time, too. How did you two meet?
I think our first meeting was at the Leaf and Bean. Talk about a place where it's been around for a while. They've had Songwriter Saturdays for 20 years.
Wow. Yeah, I know Bill Toms is there a lot, and Tom Briding, who you guys also play with a bit. They're over in the Strip District, which is another great place to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you two...
Yeah, and then what happened?
Years
went by.
Yeah, I grew up listening. My dad used to work for the House Rockers, so I was, I knew a lot of those guys and stuff, and then... I think during the pandemic, right, Mark, we came up to the porch a few times and it sounded good. We really hit it off and been playing ever since, really.
Yeah.
I did not know that Keith Willstad worked for the House Rockers.
Mm-hmm.
Iron City House Rockers were an incredibly successful band coming out of Pittsburgh. Norm Nardini and Mark. I don't know if I can remember everybody else.
Silencers.
Yeah.
Who else? Of course, Joe Grushecki has continued on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
This morning, I forget the puzzle, but somebody guessed the band Wild Cherry as an answer to the puzzle.
I used to play that song in a different band.
Yeah, it was fun to hear that. You guys sound great together. You complement each other so well. And before I forget, I want to thank Will and also Mark because he's a big part of it. The Walk and the Dog Porch Concert or Walk and the Dog Concert Series, but they are porch concerts.
Yep, absolutely.
Will has made the annual celebration a benefit for SLB for the last several years, and each year it's brought in about $1,000, and we're really grateful for that.
It's my pleasure.
It helps send kids to camp. It helped cover some camp costs. We tried to put it in the youth category in the past. This year, I'm hoping you and I had talked about it to honor your dad, who is an amazing writer. We need more letters to the editor, writers. And we're thinking we'll use that to encourage kids to express themselves.
So he did say he would be honored for that, Larry. That'd be great.
That's great. Your dad writes so many letters, and he still does. They really make me think when I see him. So we'll get some kids to write. Something tells me they're going to have a lot to write about over the coming years.
Yeah. That's true, for sure.
Okay, when we after your next song, we'll talk a little bit about where you might be playing out soon and where folks can get to hear you perhaps in the comfort of their own homes if you've got some recordings.
Absolutely.
What's next?
This is a song called Hey Now Baby. And this is it's coming out on a new release here pretty soon. It's an old song. We recorded it a while ago. But this one is on the website, willcondridge.com, and all the dates are on there too. So we'll kind of good segue.
Excellent.
Give A Martin.
To me, ooh. Let me buy you a drink. Well, hey now, mama. Hey now, mama, won't you ride with me? Ooh. I'd use some company. When is that so cold? Up on the lake, summer's ice so dull, it's more than I can take. Don't need much, wanna know your name. Won't take much, wanna play a game. Game. hurry up and wait. Fall ain't nothing, dead leaves and rain. Don't need much, wanna know your name. Won't take much, wanna play a game. Let's bring it down, Mark. When his eyes so cold up on the lake, summer's eyes so dark, more than I can take. Don't need much, wanna know your name. Won't take much, wanna play a game.
Will Kondrich and Mark Reisman, and that voice of Will's, he just, I don't know, it's just so, it's comforting somehow as you listen to it, it makes you feel good. It just, you feel like you're listening to a human being who's lived life, and that's a compliment.
I know you
took it that way, but it's, you know, you just have a natural way of carrying a song from the heart that's clear, and then Mark amplifies what you're doing so well. Mark's so expressive as he plays harmonica alongside of you. Now, let's talk about some upcoming gigs. The Walking the Dog series continues, and this is really cool. You just got to get to the right address in Swiss Home Park. I'll let you describe what
absolutely.
To do.
Absolutely. So it's typically Wednesdays, 7 to 8. It's just an hour, you know. And you come by the house, shoot me a message on anything on the website or on Facebook. We don't like to post the address, but it's my folks' house in Swiss Home Park. And typically Wednesdays, 7 to 8 o'clock. And most of the time it's just me. Sometimes Mark, sometimes Brad, Bendis, sometimes whoever. But we get people out front if the weather's nice, bring a lawn chair, whatever. But on Facebook, we do a live stream, so you're more than welcome to tune in.
Yeah, and they use
well.
Drones for the photography. Or is that just the night I was
there? That
was
just the big night.
That was something. That was incredible to watch that footage later. It's terrific. Yeah, they're live stream too, which are fun. Now, I have in my notes here, you're going to be at Jay Goff's in Greenfield Friday, September 12th. That's, oh my gosh, that's this Friday from 5 to 7.
Yep.
Anything else coming up for either of you?
I have a few with one of my bands called the Whiskey Rebellion the following weekend. We're in Coriopolis on Saturday and Denora Sunday. That's about it. I guess we ought to mention Jay Goff's is a monthly gig for us. It's every second Friday there.
Excellent. And are the Cheerly Men still together?
We haven't played in quite a while. There's a little bit of talks about a resurrection, but
this is a group that sings sea shanties.
Yeah.
And I saw somebody, it might have been somebody else in the band, post something recently, sort of doing some market research as to whether anybody would like to sing or listen to sea shanties. I don't know what the data is showing.
I think the data is good. It's just a matter of herding between 9 and 12 people together and putting on a show.
But you mentioned the single coming out soon, and how can folks get a hold of your music?
The first EP is on Spotify, Apple, some of the digital sites. I think Amazon, you can still buy physical copies. Get a hold of me, and I can take care of you, too. Then we have another EP coming out here shortly. And then we're going to be getting into the studio here at the end of the year and getting ready for a full-length record of sorts.
And these EPs and recordings, I guarantee you, are of incredible quality because this man is a degreed sound engineer, call people and when they, I mean, you've got quite a pedigree in live sound and in recordings. Mark, do you have anything, any recordings folks should know about? Because there are people that love harmonica.
Yeah, I actually do. I have a solo record, all original material. It's called Strong Way, and it's streaming on all the music platforms. And that's a full-length record. And then previous to that, I had done an EP, which actually is about six songs, all covers. And, lots of harmonica.
Yeah. I don't know if people realize how intricate and challenging harmonica can be. I was going to say a lot of folks, you see movies and TV shows where somebody just sits and
campfire.
Yeah, plays "I've Been Working on the Railroad" after taking the harmonica out of its box for the first time. I suppose you can play chopsticks on the piano too, right? But it's really something. How many? You've got about 18 here.
Today I have 21, and this is the tip of the iceberg, Larry. I got to tell you, I got them. Many more of these at home. I got them all shapes, sizes. I have a big bass harmonica that I actually do use occasionally.
So 21, certainly different keys, but different ranges too?
For example, we're going to do a song in it's actually in B-flat. I'm going to play cross harp on an E-flat harmonica. And that tends to be high-pitched on something you'd, normally buy out of the box. So I have a guy who customizes all my harmonicas, and he built me a low E-flat. So it's an octave down.
Wow.
Yeah, from the normal E-flat. And so I'll be playing. And you'll hear it's got a real low sound to it. So.
Well, I say this a lot. There's a subculture for everything.
Yeah,
it's
we're going down the rabbit hole.
It's great though. This passionate, I imagine group of people that probably debate materials and methods, and there certainly is in my world. And
well, here I should mention a couple of months ago, I formed this group, and there's a number of good harmonica players in town. Most of us never talk to each other, see each other. We're busy playing or whatever. And so there's about 8 or 10 of us. We meet once a month at a coffee shop and, swap tips, and talk harmonica.
That's fantastic. I know we just lost Clint Hoover, unfortunately.
We did, yeah.
Who moved back home with his wife, but he was phenomenal. Who are some of the other players locally?
Willie Try, Jack Sanso. Jack was in Blues Attack, and now I'm showing my age here. Who else shows up? Tuck Madrin, Stu Braun. Stu Braun is with the Turpentine.
Yes, Stu, I know. I was going to say, all the names you've mentioned, with the exception of Stu, are not, either are not jogging my memory just now, but that's a good thing to do.
It's great. It's so much fun. Yeah, we sit there. I mean, 3 hours go by, and we're still, okay, time to go home, guys.
And the waitress or waiter, whoever's wearing, guys, we got to get this somebody else to sit here.
Yeah.
That was the voice of Mark Reisman. Will Kondrich is here as well, and they're about to deliver another song to you.
We'll slow it down for you guys. We won't give anybody a heart attack on a Saturday morning. Well, 10 miles away, my favorite band play. 100 miles away from my home. 10 miles ago to make it to the show, and I'm sitting on the side of the road. Sitting there thinking, taking stock of wins and losses, recalling all the ties and the draws. Battle rages on, and I continue on. For now, I'm sitting on the side of the road. Trooper said, hey son, aren't you the lucky one? 9 out of 10, you'd be dead. Yeah, I guess you're right, but that don't help me tonight. I gotta make it to the gig. All the ups and downs, all the twists and turns, always had it relatively good. Even when it's not, plenty of friends I got, and we'll all be sitting on the side of the road. Through the good times and bad, the funny and ugly, I know just what I got. Some lessons learned, many more forgotten, down there on the side of the road. Favorite band play, 100 miles away from my home. 10 miles ago to make it to the show, and I made it, that's for sure.
another great song, Will Condridge and Mark Reisman. And, I like how different these songs are. They all have a different feel to them, a different story, a different mood. Are you writing a lot these days?
You know, I've never really been a prolific writer, but I got a little hot streak going right now, and we're going to have another about five that I got in the tank ready to start working with Mark and the other boys. And so, yeah, a little bit right now.
Yeah, it's...
I got a newborn, so it's kind of hard to...
He's waiting for you to talk.
You were reading my mind, you know, certainly for today, but also because... This will live on forever at slbradio.org. You know, we could probably find you at 18 or 19 or 6 or 7 years old if we looked hard enough. But tell me about your child, name, all that stuff.
Sure. So his name is Wesley Keith, and he just turned one on Sunday with my beautiful wife, Aubrey. And she's the best because she lets me rock and roll. And
I saw Wesley, and now I'm remembering Wesley. Is Wesley probably standing at this point?
Yeah, he cruises. You know, he'll hold on to, say, this table here, and he can work his way around a room. He's to the point he doesn't always want to do it, but he can stand up on his own and not hold anything. We're not quite walking yet, but we're getting close.
Now, is he the only grandchild for your parents? Because Helen and Keith have four kids.
Right.
Were Teddy, Lily, Will, and don't tell me, Teddy, Will, I'm missing a Condridge.
Tommy.
Tommy, thank you. You told me. I like to think I would have gotten it. But, and you're the first. Something tells me there will be others, the first to have a parent or to become a parent. What's it like being a dad? It's gotta make you think about your own parents differently, I would think.
Yeah, it's been really special. It's funny. I was talking to some guy in a bar once, and I talked to a lot of guys in the bars, but he said, you know, the days are long, but the years are fast. And after we've made it a year now, and I really understand that. But it's just awesome watching them grow. And he's a musician. I'm afraid he's a drummer, but he's starting to take an interest in the guitar. As you can see, I got handprints all over this thing. And
all right. Well, now wait a second. For his birthday,
that's right.
I gave him a harmonica.
So hopefully,
did you open that package yet?
We have it. He hasn't learned it yet. But I would prefer that to the drums.
That's going to be a good teething tool for him.
Not quite.
I want to be sure. Gosh, we have about 7 minutes of radio time. We should be able to get two more in. I hope so.
Sure.
What would you like to do next?
This is a song. This is called Rock and Roll Sound, and I wrote this about. A lot of things that aren't there anymore, but a lot of the great musicians and great artists that I grew up listening to and had the great fortune to see many of them, most of any that was on any kind of bucket list of mine. But I wrote this in about 5 minutes after Tom Petty died. Ready, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Heroes fire, we'll answer the call, carry the song down the line. It's a brotherhood, a sacred bond, stand the test of time. When night gets dark and the road gets long, be right by your side. All for one and one for all, stand the test of time. Born from it, raised on it, won't stop now. in dive bars and honky tonks started from the ground. Yeah, it was all for that rock and roll sound. It was all for that rock and roll sound. There's a kid out there with a cheap guitar with rusty strings, sits at home all alone till her fingers bleed. When the lights go down and the song's been sung, battle rages on in another club and another town till the war is won. Born from it, raised on it, won't stop now. In dive bars and honky tonks started from the ground. Yeah, it was all for that rock and roll sound. It was all for that rock and roll sound. From the ground, it was all for that rock and roll sound. Born from it, raised on it, won't stop now. In dive bars and honky tonks, started from the ground. It was all for that rock and roll sound. It was all for that rock and roll sound. Yeah, it was all for my rock and roll sound.
Will Kondrich and Mark Reisman, look for information on them at willkondrich.com and markreisman.net. They'll be at Jigoff's in Greenfield Friday, September 12th. I want to thank all of our guests today, the North Side Gallery Players Junior Series with their preview of 42nd Street, Alexander Fu from Pittsburgh Concert Society, and Jody Farr from Amateur Astronomers Association of Pittsburgh. Great mix by Ella Storm, technical associate and technical director. Chad Green, Ty books our show. Ricky Berger manages me. And I'm going to, as you may have figured out, yes, that's her title. As you may have figured out, we're going to let these guys play us out here. Thank you, men, for being here.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks to SLB, too.
Thanks, Larry.
What are you going to play?
This is a newer song I've written, and it's another song about dead people, I guess. But it's about how even if they're not there anymore, they're still with you.
Thanks. By the way, we'll meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
sitting down a pub last night, talking to the boys, loading up the jukebox, getting loaded too. I was thinking of you. Old man's telling stories at the bar about two of his buddies that got killed in Vietnam, how they stole a tank, took it on a drawer right there, shed a tear for all those not here, raise a glass for all those who pass. Yeah, I know it's been a heck of a year, but we're still here, but they're still near. Yeah, we're still here, but they're still near. Just me and my thoughts, a couple of cigars, and I seen your face. When I looked in the rain, shed a tear for all those not here, raise a glass for all those who pass. Yeah, I know it's been a heck of a year, but we're still here. That's still me. Yeah, we're still here. That's still me. Yeah, we're still hearing all the songs and the stories and the beat. That's still nearing all the joys and the fear. We won't waste one single second away. Take it, take it, take it, take the day. Yeah, take it, take it, take it, take the day. We're still here, they're still near. Yeah, we're still here, they're still near. Yeah, we're still here.